welcome to this new week of broadcasts here on Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, happy December.
Well, I can't believe it's here. Yeah, year end amazing. Is just around the corner, and what a fun month. I love December.
Well, I do too. And, you know, as we have had several programs about either ways to save at Christmas or interesting ideas of how to shop at Christmas, I think one of the interesting things we're seeing that's occurring with the economic chaos is this return to being frugal. That word has historically had pretty negative connotations, but it's actually becoming a pretty popular term right now.
Well, some people are saying it's even in vogue,
right,
to be frugal. In fact, we got this wonderful email from one of our listeners, the Ware family in Peoria, Illinois. She wrote, Dear Crown, thanks. We're in vogue. And I just wanted to write and tell you thanks for the financial principles that we've learned over the past 20 years through Money Matters, listening to our former program, and through the material through Crown Financial Ministries. She said, we are now in style. Mm-hmm. So much so our family was featured recently in our local newspaper for the ideas we'd implemented on cutting back. And she said, here are some of the things that they're doing. She was photographed hanging her laundry on the clothesline.
That's
one way to save money. Yep. That brings back fond memories, doesn't it? They also took pictures of her grinding grain into flour to make baked products, and a picture of her husband mowing the yard with a rotary mower, and he rides his bicycle 2.5 miles each way to work every day. And she said, thanks for teaching us biblical financial principles that make so much sense to live by. Now that we've been living this way, we are not hurting like other people who are feeling a pinch. Mm. Oh, great testimony.
It certainly is. You know, Chuck, recently we found an article from the Wall Street Journal that kind of takes it from being in the home and there at home out into the marketplace, and some interesting statistics.
Well, these are where consumers are cutting back on costs. 61% are going to eat out less. 50% are going to buy fewer prepared meals at the grocery store. 49% are going to try to make cleaning products last longer. 45% are going to go to spa and hair salons less often. 43% say they're going to buy fewer convenient foods and eat more from their own stock at home. 32% are going to do more at-home beauty treatments. And 25% are even going to share more products across household members, like sharing shampoo, toothpaste. We're going to spread it around more, make it last.
Chuck, it is good to know that we are finally in vogue.
It feels good to be in vogue for once.
Well, today we'll be talking with Rusty Leonard and Bob Fry about the economy. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and what a pleasure to have Rusty Leonard back on the program with us today. Welcome to Money Life, Rusty.
Thank you. Glad to be with you again.
You know, I can't think of a better time to be speaking to you because you were trained under Sir John Templeton, who made all of his money by placing those great investments that he made during the Great Depression. And many listeners think we may be headed back that direction, Rusty. What are you seeing? What's your outlook on the market right now?
Well, the market obviously is struggling for sure, as is perfectly obvious to everybody. There's a lot of bad information out there. I mean, and I don't mean that information is bad, it's just ugly information about our economy. And it's the worst quarter we're going to have in terms of economic growth in the fourth quarter in many, many, a long, long time. And but I do think that we'll start improving as we move forward. So we'll still be in a recession in the first quarter and maybe even the second quarter of 2009, but it won't be anywhere near as traumatic and it'll be on the improving trend at that stage of the game. And you have to realize that there's just been a ton of government policies and Federal Reserve actions, not just here, but all over the world. And there's going to be more to, you know, stimulate us out of this demise that we're in at the moment. And that'll start coming, you know, that'll hit the pavement here very quickly, and I think you'll start seeing the positive impacts of that as we move forward in 2009. So while it's going to be very difficult and very scary, and a lot of people will be hurt, sadly, in the next few months, it should start on an improving trend not too far in the future.
Now, Rusty, are you concerned about the size of the bailout that we're seeing happen right now? I read an article that said we're approaching $5 trillion of not just bailout money, but also additional obligations that the federal government has taken on by increasing the FDIC insurance and all the other moves that they've made to try to create stability. They've taken on this enormous bubble of debt and future obligations. Do you think they can manage through that?
As far as the FDIC is concerned, it's not likely that they'll ever have to pay anything like that amount. They may have the obligation if it all went under, if everything collapsed, they might have it, but it's not likely that ever happened. Where they did take on a huge $5 trillion new debt, and they haven't really fully taken it on, and they never really, and even in the past, if you really want to look between the lines, they really always had it. But when they took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they took over their liabilities, which are in the $5 trillion range. But of course, they also, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a lot of assets. So it's, you know, you can easily get misled by kind of half-truths by reporters who really aren't knowledgeable enough to tell you the full picture. But, you know, no doubt about it, we're taking on a lot more debt and debt service obligations for this nation. But frankly, there was no other way of dealing with the situation. There is no non-governmental institution that could step up into this kind of fray and, you know, put the finger in the dam, so to speak. And so it is something that, as sad as it is, and we'll have repercussions later that we need to be aware of, that really was unavoidable.
Rusty, one of the most frequent questions I get, is it time to move to gold? People are very, very concerned, and as you know, and you've said on this program before, people are willing to pay a premium for security right now. Are you recommending gold?
Well, we do have some gold in our portfolios right now, gold stocks. I kind of tend to favor the stocks versus the actual gold itself, because the stocks can add value to the equation. So gold by itself is maybe going to go up in value, but a company can add some additional value and can make additional money off of that. So gold as an investment, or gold companies as an investment, is a very legitimate option under times like this. It's always a store of value in times of great uncertainty. And, of course, some of the things we were just talking about, while we're facing deflation right now, the government's responding with this overpowering amount of stimulus, which will ultimately change the whole problem from deflation to inflation at some point in the future, and that's when the gold is going to be more valuable because our currency could be at risk, and so you want to have the gold at that point in time. Right now, gold hasn't really been that great of an investment during this mess so far, which is interesting, but it will have its day. I think you should have some in there, but I also think stocks, not just gold stocks, but just stocks generally, they are also proven over time throughout history to be good inflation hedges. And they are very, very cheap, much cheaper than gold. So while I would have some gold, I would certainly have the majority of my investments in cheaper securities, like corporate, you know, high-quality corporate equities. That, you know, we're going to probably double off these lows very easily as things start to improve.
Well, Rusty, I tend to watch what other people who are smarter and wiser than I am, I tend to watch what they're doing. And I certainly can't emulate it, but we watched Warren Buffett step up and put $5 billion of his own money of an investment into Goldman Sachs. And here we are just a few months later, and I think it's lost almost 50% of its value. What's your take on that? Did he miss the bottom completely?
It's not even 3 months. It's probably more like 6 or 7 weeks. Well, he obviously missed it, I guess, from that perspective. He did write a letter to the New York Times, and, you know, published a letter in the paper saying to buy equities right at the lows in October. And for Goldman Sachs in that particular one, but he also did the same thing with GE and is suffering a similar fate with GE. He actually purchased something that you and I can't purchase, which is a preferred stock, which has a higher dividend yield and would have protected him somewhat more than the common shareholders have been, you know, forced to accept. So I think in the long run, he's going to be just fine, and I think Goldman Sachs shareholders and General Electric shareholders in the long run will be just fine, but we're going through a very torturous period where there's a lot of fear in the marketplace, and you're seeing a lot of irrational stock prices, and, you know, he's a genius, but he's no smarter than, you know, the market. If the market goes crazy, there's an old saying that John Maynard Keynes, the great economist, says the market can stay crazy longer than you can stay liquid. And so, fortunately, Warren Buffett doesn't have to worry about liquidity. He's fine with terms of liquidity. But the market can be crazy for a long period of time, and right now it's crazy. So, you know, he can't exactly pick the bottom of when that craziness is going to stop, but he's probably, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood.
Well, you have taught me that one of your key premises for being a long-term investor is to always remain optimistic. And I want to ask you, Rusty, are you still optimistic in this crazy market?
You know, frankly, when you have a long-term perspective, you can't be anything but optimistic, right? Now, if you're looking just short-term, you're going to be fearful because there are plenty of things to be fearful about. But if you know what has happened throughout the course of history, that human nature is biased towards progress and towards innovation and towards solving problems, you'll know that we're going to work our way out of this at some point in time. And these stock prices that are so incredibly low, 3 years from now or 4 years from now, you'll look back and say, what an idiot. Why didn't I buy stocks at this point in time? That was the biggest bargain in the century. You'll never get an opportunity like this again. So from that perspective, I'm optimistic. But I have to agree, on a short-term perspective, there's nothing you can see at the moment that looks all that attractive in the economy or the markets. But that's exactly when you have those types of conditions, is when stocks hit their lows.
Well, Rusty, you have an uncanny ability to help me be optimistic, even when I don't see any real rational reason to be optimistic, and you've done it again today. Thank you for being on Money Life with us, Rusty.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always appreciate your perspective, and we look forward to having you back.
Great.
Well, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and after the break, we'll be joined by Bob Fry, and Bob is the Chief Investment Advisor to the National Christian Foundation. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Bob Fry. Bob is an investment counselor from Southern California and the founder and president of Makarios. He's also the chief investment advisor of the National Christian Foundation. Bob, we love having you on the program. Welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Great to be here.
Well, these are challenging times. There's so much uncertainty. It seems like we just can't recapture that same security that we once had, which, in my opinion, is a good thing, Bob. And it seems to tie into that unique name for your organization. Tell us how you came up with the name Makarios for an investment company.
Well, Makarios is the word for blessed in the New Testament that Jesus uses in the Beatitudes. So It's a great word, and in the day, back in the original Greek, it was used to refer to people who were so wealthy that they could lead a godlike existence on earth. So you would say that Bill Gates is Makarios. Jesus comes along and says, no, you're not blessed, you're not Makarios when you're wealthy. You're Makarios when you are so poor in spirit that you recognize your total dependence on the Lord. So I thought it was just a great word for a company that deals with money largely for Christians and Christian organizations.
Well, it certainly aligns with our core values and what we try to share with our listeners every day here. It also reminds me of Hebrews 13:5 that says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because I will never leave you or forsake you. And the Lord was saying he was more important than money.
And the stock market is certainly helping our spiritual condition in that regard now.
Yes, it's been very humbling. You know, Bob, I'm getting emails, I'm getting calls, I'm getting requests all the time from people that are saying, What should I do? In fact, I read this statistic that during the week of the meltdown, September 15th through 19th, for people over 55, 18 of the top 20 website hits in the world were financial websites. People were looking for a safe place to go. Where's that safe place, Bob?
Well, there are two safe places right now. Institutional money funds, money market funds that are run by banks and brokers and that are invested in treasuries, government bonds, and even commercial paper are quite safe now for the next year because the U.S. Treasury has announced a program to insure all money market funds based on their balances as of September 19th. So the money market funds should be safe. Your listeners can check with their institution and find out if their fund has chosen to participate in that. And if they have, then you essentially have unlimited government insurance for the next year on that money fund.
So how would they ask that question if to find out if my bank had participated in that program?
You would ask if their money market fund, and this could be in a bank or a brokerage house, is the type of fund that is being insured by the federal government for the next year. Every brokerage house in particular will know the answer to that for your listeners who have brokerage accounts.
Is that an additional coverage by the FDIC, Bob?
No, it's a separate direct program from the U.S. Treasury on a sort of an emergency basis.
Okay, and let's just define the term safe because it's always relative. It's as safe as the good faith and credit of the U.S. government. Is that right?
That's correct. They are insuring the principal for the next year.
Okay.
There's also an increase in FDIC insurance from $100,000 to $250,000 per account. And so for listeners who have more than $100,000 on deposit in a bank or savings and loan, that increased insurance is very important.
Now, Bob, that increased limit per account expires December 31, 2009. Why would it expire that quickly?
I'm not sure. I really don't understand all the nuances of the horse trading in Congress. The way I'm looking at it for myself and for my clients is that it's a window of opportunity for us to relax a little bit with regard to funds that are under those insurance limits and take our time to look and see where else we might put the money and not have to make a panicky withdrawal or other move.
Well, Bob, I know that many people start to run towards places like foreign currencies or other commodities. They run to gold or silver. What's your thinking on those type of defensive moves right now?
I divide the world between short-term and long-term. Short-term, I'm happy to be in U.S. Treasuries or insured money market accounts or things like that where my principal is going to be protected. I'm not taking a lot of risk. Long term, everything that the government is doing will be inflationary. And everything that the government's doing will almost assuredly lower the value of the U.S. currency over time. So longer term, I want to be invested in inflation-protected assets. I want to be in real estate. I want to be in commodities. I want to be in timber, oil and gas, and I want to be global so that I am not all denominated in U.S. dollars. Broadly, I think that's the best we can do.
Well, Bob, we're about out of time, but what's the final thought you would want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I'd share with your listeners the psalm that I think about all the time. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And then this wonderful line, it is vain to rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for the Lord gives to his beloved sleep. And I can only tell your listeners that even in markets like this, I sleep at night. And I sleep because I trust the Lord.
Hmm. Well, that certainly is reflective in the name of your organization, Bob Fry of Makarios. Thanks for being with us today.
You're very welcome. Happy to do it.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Well, welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, in this last segment, I'd like you to give our listeners an update on the season of prayer and fasting that actually ended this last week, and just kind of bring us up to speed on what that was like for you, and maybe some of the lessons and things that God showed you over those weeks.
Dave, thank you, and I pray that it's been a great joy for all of our listeners who went on that journey with us. Many of you know that was the beginning of our new feature on the website called Help, Hope, and Insight, because we recognized that there was a great need during this economic turbulence to reach out and be real specific about the help that was needed, but also that we wanted to see people turn to the Lord and look not to man, not to government, not to a new policy, not to a new bailout plan, but look to the Lord. And it was a great time for me, Dave. It reminded me of my need for the Lord, of my dependency on the Lord. And I also hope that it was a time of growing for those who were with us. The verse that came to my mind during this time over and over, and this is from 1 Samuel 12, when he said, Samuel said, "Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil." In other words, the prophet said, "You have been evil. Yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own." Hmm. And we are the Lord's. We belong to him. And the scripture says that even though we may have done evil, even though we've done wrong, and we've chased after idols, the idol of materialism, the idol of our prosperity, the Lord, for the sake of his great name, he will not turn away from us. And so I take comfort that the Lord is merciful to those who turn to him.
Mm. Well, Chuck, turning to the Lord is a lot easier to do when things are going hard and tough. And I imagine that people are much more engaged in prayer and in seeking the Lord's wisdom today because of the pain that's around us.
Well, I hope so. I think that's the purpose of it, Dave. I think it shows us our dependency, our helplessness apart from the Lord. And it's a good thing to know that and to experience that.
Well, you know, Chuck, here at Money Life, we're in that same place of dependency as a ministry, and December is typically one of the most important months in our fiscal year.
Well, 24% of our annual contributions will come in during the month of December, before December 31st. And Dave, we have had an unprecedented year of economic turmoil. We have tried to respond to that well, to serve our listeners. And so my prayer is, Dave, that our listeners will remember us during December, that they'll be prepared. And it may be a year where there's some sacrificial giving, but we need to go into 2009 strong so that we can help more people, because it's going to be a tough year.
Well, amen to that. And we certainly would ask that you would prayerfully consider what God would have you do during this important month. And if you'd like to send a gift, you can go to crown.org. And there on the top left corner of our homepage, you'll find a button that says donate, and it'll take you where you need to go. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks for being with us for this edition of Money Life.